Shifting gears. As I said yesterday, I am now shifting gears. As painful as it is, I have learned that most people's brain that I deal with are so weakened, that they drop the proverbial ball as soon as sometimes within minutes. The ball that people are dropping is a new activated DNA capacity. It is different with capacities you activated with your activity. I am talking about capacities I activate in your DNA. In order to keep those capacities alive, you need to do the activities that would have activated it in the first place. On Sunday, that is 2 days ago, I stumbled on a PDF on my computer that led me to an audio recording with one of my favorite people, Michael Sinoff, interviewing Michael Lavery. And their conversation was about a training methodology to restore, strengthen and build a more capable brain, even if you have not been writing with pen and paper, even if you grunt okay never speaking in full sentences, even if you spend your time in front of the computer or in front of the TV or on your mobile phone. My latest failure was the sight capacity. Only one of my students has been able to keep it on. This was his 10th capacity. But I have other students with capacities, and yet they did not keep the capacity alive. So my job, suddenly, was to find out why that is, why they can't or won't keep the capacity alive, and what it is that I can do to help them be someone who can benefit from what they paid for. I repeated what one of my students' self-diagnosis was: he got involved in the protests, mindlessly towing the party line. In that audio recording I stumbled on Sunday, I found out that what makes the brain build more connections, thicken its parts where it can store memories, short-term and long-term, where it can create habits, where it can help you change yourself so you can get more out of life, is primarily what you do with your hands. Most people don't do many challenging things with their hands. Typing is not challenging. Eating is not challenging. Pretty much nothing is challenging enough to grow the brain. So I include myself in this, we are losing our brain matter. Alzheimer's doesn't come on suddenly, it's been in the works for 40 odd years. And is the result of the non-use of the brain. I won't go into details about all the things that accumulate into a total weakening of the brain, because I am still a student of that. I'd rather that you listen to Michael Lavery, in a conversation with Michael Sinoff. Here is the audio. And you can also listen to it on your mobile phone. The benefit: your mobile will remember where you left off, if you don't have 73 minutes to listen to it at one go. Apply to have access to my mobile app. Apply here: www.yourvibration.com/1/app.